It is.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the May 7th meeting of the Simpsonville Planning Commission. Mr. Derby, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Hugo.
Present.
Commissioner Gould. Commissioner Johnson. Commissioner Brazier.
Present.
Commissioner Woodall.
Present.
Commissioner Shannon.
Present.
And Chairperson Glasgow.
Present.
If you will, please join us in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'd like to welcome everyone here tonight. We have a pretty good agenda. It's not as loaded as last month. There are four items that we'll hear. There will be an opportunity for public comment after we hear from staff and then representatives for each application. Our first order of business is to approve the minutes from the April 11th meeting. I trust everyone's had an opportunity to review those. If so, do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Mr. Giordano has made a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Mr. Brazier has a second. No further discussion. All in favor of approval of the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. Thank you. Mr. Derby, would you like to introduce our first item for the evening?
Yes, sir. Commissioners, on your screen is 662 Fairview Road. This is the Fairview Grove Storage ID. This is a mixed-use development. It's been operational since 2022. What you see on your screen is the location. That's kind of the street view, that a private drive, and then back to it. We've got a commercial in front, and the back is the large two-story indoor facility that has also exterior units. This is their approved concept plan. Again, the bottom is the large two-story unit, and the middle top, the diagonal lines, that's the outdoor parking area. What they are looking to do tonight is get the request to change the outdoor parking area to include more traditional roll-up units. On the screen in pink, would be 95 individual units that are 10 by 20. The original plan called for outdoor storage in a statement of 10, so I'd like to amend that in place of that and have that erected in their position.
Good deal. Okay, commissioners, before we proceed, item A and B are both connected to the same property, so I'm going to ask this question once to cover both application A and B. Does anyone have any ex parte communications or conflict they'd like to report at this time? Okay, that being the case, do we have a representative here? Yes, sir. If you will, please step forward and state your name and complete address for us. And glad to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
Yes, I'm Santiago, work with KBP Inc. I'm the project coordinator.
Excuse me, sir. Push that green button. That's it.
Your name again, please. Full name.
Yes, Santiago Geraldo. I'm the project coordinator for KBP Inc.
Good.
We're a real estate development company based in downtown Greenville. And we appreciate your time in advance to consider this change to our site plan. We are very grateful to be in business in the city of Simpsonville. This project opened on July 2022. We've been in operation now for 2 years. And because of our success in serving the community, we'd like to convert our open parking spaces to permanently installed drive-up units. We found that we are not able to serve our community and customers with boat and RV parking because most of those clients want cover parking and cleanouts, none of which we have on our site right now. So, to better serve our customers, we'd like to convert it from an open parking lot to 96 permanently installed drive-up units. This will be replicas of what already exists on our parking lot and the perimeter. And this will allow us to serve the community better as our existing drive-up units are being utilized and occupied first because they have the most convenient ability to get in.
Very good, very good. Thank you. Glad to hear business is going well. Do you have any questions for me, the commissioners at this time?
Here.
Yes, Mr. Judon.
Yeah, so right now it's just a parking lot so people could park. They could store whatever they wanted there, a boat or an RV, as you were mentioning?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think we're pretty familiar with the project from the previous time. Anybody else? Any questions, Mr. Judon? Okay. All right. Thank you. If you want to hang on for the next portion, you're welcome to.
All right.
If you want to come back up, that's up to you.
Thank you.
Mr. Derby.
Yes, sir. We did not receive any comments or calls from citizens. This site was posted for the master site plan, which is the second item related to this project. Staff does not have an issue with this. The projects, that area is already completed. It's all asphalt. We're not changing anything with that. Wasn't used for anything else but parking, not being utilized. Was definitely a need they need to fill. That way they fill up pretty quick. So staff does not have an issue with the change to this. So we do recommend an approval to council for the major change for SP 2024-06.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Berger? All right. At this time, then we'll entertain a motion. My apologies, you're correct. He stated that. So we did not open public comments, so I'll do that at this time. My apologies. Does anyone here like to have a public statement regarding this? All right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Brady. Okay, at this time, let's entertain a motion on this application.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion to approve SB 2024-06, the Fairview Road Storage Facility.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Whittle. We have a second from Mr. Shannon. Any further discussion on this item? This time we'll call for a vote. All in favor of recommended approval, please say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? And it passes.
Thank you.
That will move us to item B, master site plan, Mr. Berry.
Okay, same location, different docket number 2407. Again, this is the master site plan, so this will take the place of the plan we have on file that's approved with the overflow parking for RV. Unfortunately, we cannot approve this. It was submitted to us for review. I think fire had some minor comments regarding separation. Staff didn't have any comments. Unfortunately, we cannot approve it until it goes through the major change with council. So we would recommend a conditional approval based off the applicant addressing comments from staff and approval from city council.
Okay. Any further comments from the applicant that you'd like to add? It's not necessary. Up to you. Okay. You're good. So at this time, we would ask anyone here from the public would like to comment on this application. Very good. Thank you. Any further questions from the commissioners? Okay. With that having been said, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Planning Commission conditionally approve the master plan site plans for Fairview Road Storage IDs on the above conditions stated.
Mr. Brazier has made the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second from Mr. Giordano. Once again, any further conversation on this item discussion? That being said, we will call for the vote. All in favor of recommendation of approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is unanimous. It passes. That brings us to item C on the agenda for this evening. Mr. Berry.
All right. From one ID to the next. This is the yard location. It's just north of City Hall. More familiar with the WOW Salon along the front. This is zoned ID. This is a mixed-use outdoor gathering area. Was recently rezoned to ID. Here's the street view location for reference. This was their concept plan that came through rezoning for the ID. The back northeast corner is the new area that's being developed. There's going to be improvements to the site for asphalt parking. And this is their site plan.
This did come through city staff for review. It's also going through Greenville County Stormwater for review.
Very good. At this time, would ask, do any commissioners have any ex parte communication or conflict of interest they'd like to report on this application? Okay, with that having been said, do we have someone here? Please step to the microphone, state your name and full address, please.
My name's Alex Zunt, Zunt Engineering, 301 North Main Street, Greenville, South Carolina. I'm the engineer for the project. Basically, this is just to get the, since this is an ID, we're trying to get the site plan approved for the project. We brought it into compliance with the city requirements. Obviously, parking, the correct traffic movements for the site, getting the correct amount of handicap parking and access to the street. Working with DOT on access off of Southeast Main Street. And obviously dealing with Greenville County and their additional stormwater requirements and water quality that they change on a daily basis.
Do we have any questions for the gentleman from the commissioners? Okay, good. Mr. Giudano.
Hey, what are the hours supposed to be for this?
I believe it's mostly evening, you know, and it'll be cut off by like 10 o'clock or so, or?
Yeah, 11 to 9 on weekdays, 10 or 11 on weekends.
Okay, and capacity?
It is, I believe, 90 people altogether. Mr. Glasgow is the owner. He has a parking agreement with the church behind it to accept some overflow parking. We also put in some accommodation for golf cart parking because, you know, everyone likes to get the golf cart nowadays and drive it out instead of taking regular vehicles. So, but there is a recorded parking agreement with the church behind for use over weekends and any times that might be overflow out of the lot.
And it's an additional 115 spaces, I think it is, something like that.
Is that 115?
115.
Anyone else? I will just point out at this time that some of the commissioners were present when this first came before, and some of you, so some of these questions are very good. Some of the questions that I probably would have ever answered in the previous meeting.
And I can answer any technical question or anything else like that the commission might have.
Glad to see this moving forward. Any other questions from the gentleman? Okay, thank you very much. This time I would ask, is there anyone here for public comments? We'll open the floor. Okay, Mr. Derby, did you have any inquiries from the public regarding this?
I believe Mr. Shan, we're here in Arizona, just going to help you out with, this is their building that they're going to be erecting in the back. It's kind of a two-story open courtyard thing. Some of the slideshows that were presented. Here's some of the units they'll be constructing on the site as part of this. You won't see that on the site plan because the site plan is an overview shot, but those were presented during the rezoning, and that's what they're going to do as well once they get approval. Again, this did go through city staff review. We had some minor comments regarding landscaping, a couple of minor things that we put through their technical review letter, nothing that we don't feel that they can correct during revision. So we would ask that a conditional approval be given based on them addressing comments provided by staff.
Very good. At this time, do we have a motion?
I move that the Plan Commission conditionally approve the master site plans for yard ID SP 2024-08 on the condition that the applicant addresses any technical review comments provided by staff.
So Mr. Giordano has made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
And Mr. Whittle has seconded the motion. Any further conversation regarding this?
I'd just like to say I'm really pleased to see that they reached out to the church for additional parking facilities. And I support having use of things like that.
Great. Is any further?
Yeah, looks good. Question, and as far as lighting is concerned, and again, I know it's unconditional. When you have a venue like this, lighting is important in the evening time or nighttime. Have you guys addressed that also?
Since it's going to be it's a smaller site, it's going to just be building wall packs with the technology that's out there for LEDs, and they'll handle more than enough site lighting that's required for that small of a site. If we were to do regular pole-mounted lighting, I think that would probably cause a lot more issues than just having building-mounted. Plus, if you can go back to the rendering in this parking lot one more, I believe.
Yeah.
You have like a second story there, so you're getting up high enough, and then you can also turn that on timers and make it so it's not causing any kind of light pollution or anything else like that.
I'm not going to address that comment as well. That's one of our comments we had in there, was for a lighting plan, kind of give the photometrics, so we can make a determination of what they have is sufficient to provide light, as well as to curb any light trespass onto the residential properties to the north.
All right, I guess my question also would be, since they don't have lighting, pole lighting for that area also.
Is that a requirement to have pole lighting? If they can't have enough wall packs to reach the other portion of the parking lot, then they would have to supply one. But that would be on the private, the developer's cost.
Anything further? I think we have a motion and a second at this point, right? So we'll call for the vote. All in favor of conditional approval? As moved, please say aye.
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 Opposed? That is unanimous. That does bring us to the final item on the agenda this evening. Item B, Harrison Park. Back over to Mr. Perry.
It's like the one earlier with the storage facility. This is an ID unit that is going through a major change currently. This did go to Community Hall for a major change update. What they are proposing tonight is the master site plan for the two future units, the daycare and medical facility at the front of Cottages of Harrison Bridge. excuse me. This is the proof concept plan. They are going in the area on the top left. And this is their proposed site plan they submitted to us. On the right is the future daycare center, and the left is the medical pediatrics facility. What was not included in your packet were some concept renderings. They are doing some improvements along Harrison Bridge Road, right in, right out, doing an encroachment permit with SCDOT. They're also tied in onto Hips Road, so they'll have ample cross access and ample parking. This is the pediatrics, Parkside Pediatrics facility. That's on the left side site plan. This will be 1.5 stories. And the materials are using the brick, stone, and hardywood, which is in line with their statement of intent. And this is the proposed Goddard Early Learning Daycare Center as well. Again, this did go through master site plan with all three departments. A technical review letter was provided in your staff report. We did not receive, to my knowledge, any phone calls regarding this item that was posted at the site by the other ones.
Okay, very good. Once again, this time we will ask if any commissioners had any ex parte communication or conflict they'd like to report. Very good. Is there anything that the applicant would like to add here? We did just visit this. It's totally up to you. Great. We appreciate you being here. Okay. We will have enough public comments once again this time. And, very good. You know the routine, please, sir. How are you doing this evening? Green light on there.
Green light on? Yes, sir. My name is Roy Falk. I live at 18 Cloverfield Drive, Simpsonville 2960.
cottages at Harrison Bridge. I want to talk about the impact this and the nearby developments have on traffic. As you know, SCDOT requires a traffic impact study on most new developments, not all, but almost. The traffic study is required to include the surrounding land use and expected development in the vicinity that would influence future traffic conditions. Keyword is expected. You're letting the developers in general get away with using the smallest area possible and ignoring what you know and the community knows that anybody living nearby knows is expected to be developed. You know that the 70 acres at 429 and 537 Harrison Bridge is expected to be developed. You know this because it was on public notice for the commission last October, but was later withdrawn. This would have been 650 residences. You can expect somebody to develop something there within the next few years. You know development is planned for the 9-acre zone residential at 109 and 113 Gibbs Road. You know this because it was on the public notice for the commission, but later withdrawn. You can expect the 11-acre zone residential between Cottages Green and 530 Harrison Bridge at Target to be developed because it's vacant, surrounded by land just waiting to be developed, and it's owned by the Martin family that sold the land for Cottages Green. It's going to be developed. You know that. You can expect it. You can expect a commercial land next to Legacy Academy on the opposite side of this to be developed as soon as the realtor finds a buyer. They actively market it. It's going to be developed. You know the cottage is green at 530 Harrison Bridge is being developed with 320 residences, 10 commercial businesses. You know this because you approved it. The commission needs to make sure that the impact of these developments are properly included in any impact study for this area. Our instead developers want to be making sure the smallest possible area is being considered when they're doing a traffic impact study because they want to get it approved. They want it to have a minimum impact. But the Planning Commission's role is to be aware of what is going on in the larger community and to make sure that the changes result in a higher quality of life for the existing and future residences, not a lower quality of life. The people doing some of these developments may or may not know about what's going on in the community. Now keep in mind that DOT classifies the intersection at Harrison Bridge and Fairview as a D, which I believe is called approaching unstable flow. Expects it to drop to 2025 to a D, which I think is defined as unstable flow operating at capacity. We don't know if the changes promised by the Cottages Green Development Group will improve this or when they will be made. One final little point. It occurs to me that the SCDOT requirements are the minimally adequate acceptable standards. This is like telling your children you only expect them to make a grade D on their report cards at school. They don't have to be average with a C or above average with a B or excellent with an A. I'm wrapping up.
Pardon, sir. Didn't mean to have that.
They don't have to strive for a C or a B or an A. You're expecting the minimum to get by with to just satisfy it. The commission has the authority and responsibility to enforce a stricter, higher quality standard on road improvements and neighborhood infrastructure. You can expect excellence for the citizens of Simpsonville. Don't expect the minimally adequate. That's what we're getting by not looking at the larger communities, by not enforcing a higher standard. We're creating minimally adequate quality of life for the citizens who live here, for the ones who are going to move here. Once you start to using that authority, start looking at the larger communities, start looking at a higher standard, we can start getting control of the expanding growth that's inevitable and make Simpsonville's quality of life excellent instead of settling for a minimally adequate quality of life.
Thank you, Mr. Phillip. Thank you very much.
You want this?
We appreciate your preparation. We appreciate hearing from you. Anyone further from the public like to offer comments on this application?
I have a comment.
Yes, sir. Will, please just state your name and your address for the record.
My name is Eric Lasso, 115 East College Street. I understand what he's saying. This is kind of more of a comment towards him, I guess. But to me, this is adding quality of life to the surroundings. You know, you're creating a place to drop off your kids, you're creating, you know, there's a lot of growth in the area, yes. Roads are congested, yes. But this is gonna help with the quality of life, in my opinion, because you're able to drop off the kids, you have a medical facility, all that stuff's close to home. You know, you're not having to drive down Fairview Road or somewhere else. You're facilitating the need in this local area. You know, yes, traffic is coming, nothing new about it. I wish everything was four lane and we had sidewalks everywhere. I think we added sidewalks, and, you know, we get more foot traffic, we want people on a bicycle, that'll take cars off the road. You know, I lived in Seattle, everybody walked everywhere. You know, I've been to New York City, you walk everywhere. And, you know, it's, you know, we need to have more walking community here as well. You know, that's my input on everything on it. I understand what he's saying, he has a very good point. I think this is a good project. I think he has a good point too, the traffic flow and that sort of thing. I don't see this being a problem as far as being detrimental to society. You know, I don't even know these people, you know, but I just have to stand up for it. So I think it's a good deal.
Very good. Thank you. We appreciate your input. Would anyone else like to participate in the public forum? Okay, thank you very much. At that point, we'll close the public comment section. And Mr. Derby, what do we have from staff?
Again, this did go through master site plan review from staff. We did have some minor comments back regarding landscaping. It was provided your staff report, nothing too daunting. But as it's now, we do recommend a conditional approval based on them addressing our comments and the major change being approved by council.
Any questions from Mr. Derby, from the staff, from the commissioners? Okay. That being the case, at this time we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Planning Commission conditionally approve the master site plan for the Goddard School located at Harrison Park, ID on the conditions stated.
Thank you. We have a motion from Mr. Brazier. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Giordano has second. Once again, any further discussion, comments on this item? Yes, Mr. Giordano.
Yeah, I would just like to say that I think, you know, I you know, welcome the comments from our concerned resident. And I think that that's something that we have to be mindful of as projects come through. What's the density going to look like? You know, how is it going to impact the overall flow of traffic there? But I do think this project is a very good one and needed for this area.
Good. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. I just want to make one comment, and that was in the previous meeting. Representative Starlin, I believe. You mentioned your new facility on Woodruff Road, and I passed by that the other day, and it was quite impressive. It certainly was. So, with that, there's no further discussion from the commissioners. I will ask for a vote to conditionally approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And opposed? It is unanimous. Thank you for being present. Okay, that concludes the agenda for the evening. Mr. Kirby, anything from staff before we adjourn?
No, sir. We will have a meeting next month.
It'll be the meeting next month. Fantastic. With that,
Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Mr. Brazier has moved we adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you.